The first thing you got to know, Will, is that Teddy Bridgewater is beloved in that locker room, in this building, and throughout Minnesota by Vikings fans. You started hearing the chants for Bridgewater really early in the third quarter as that game got out of hand yesterday. And then by the time everybody was watching Teddy walk over, get on the phone to the coaches upstairs, teammates started going over, slapping him on the shoulder pads. Tight end Kyle Rudolph said, "I'm just glad that the glass roof of the stadium didn't break." I've covered 10, 12 games since U.S. Bank Stadium opened, Will. That might be some of the loudest cheers that I've ever heard there. In terms of what happened on the field, you saw the interception. He was a little bit hyped up, a little extra gas on that throw to McKinnon. 9 snaps, 3 of them were kneel downs. He only threw 2 passes. The Vikings still don't know necessarily what they have in Bridgewater if he had to play, but they still might get a look, Will. If you look at the scenarios for the Vikings to potentially wrap up their seed and a first-round bye after week 16, Mike Zimmer is going to be in the same situation as a lot of coaches, figuring out which starters are going to play, how long the starters are going to play. We might get a little bit more Teddy time against the Bears in front of that home crowd again in week 17.